3:52 at Triple M in the Dead Set Legends. With Steve Walters and Vicky Wilson, very special event taking part in Brisbane today down at Downing Park, where we will see something that we never thought we'd ever see happen, and that is Gordon Tallis switching codes. And it's not just AFL or anything like that, but a complete change to the sport of softball. And Box, I know you're a little surprised about this, but Tanya Harding might be able to tell us a little more about what this all is. Morning, Tanya.
Good morning.
How are we today?
Yeah, good, thank you.
What's going on?
Well, today out here at Downing Park, we've got a charity fundraiser. We've got a softball event. And, yes, very unique day. We have the Broncos, some of the members, past and present players from the Broncos, having a hit out of softball against some of the past and present Australian team members of the softball team.
Well, Tanya, you're one of Australia's greatest softball pitchers. You've been to four Olympic Games. You can send down an absolute bolter of a ball. Now, I want to know, what pace will you be pitching at, particularly to someone like Elfie Langer?
Vicky, I'd like to know that too.
Come on. At your peak, what was the fastest ball that you ever pitched?
At my peak, 112.
Ooh.
So the aim is today against some of these fellas, I'd like to be getting over 100 if I can.
You
know, it might be similar to the Olympics. The adrenaline might be pumping. I might be pushing out some at about 120.
Oh.
Yeah, but the problem you've got with Elf, Tanya, when you're at the Olympics, did you ever pitch to anyone that was 4'2" tall?
Yeah, well, I was thinking about that.
It's a very small strike zone.
Hey, I tell you what, we've got to mention why we're doing this, but just very quickly, while we're talking about Alf, now, Gordon Tallis was on the cage yesterday morning with Skip Marto, Sully and Emily Jade, and Gordy was obviously urging a lot of people to get down, but funny you mention Alfie, because his name did pop up.
So we just want everybody in Brisbane, if you're doing nothing, come out, there's jumping castles, and hopefully you're going to see Alan Langer get hit by the softball, because that's what I'm wanting to see. I'm actually wanting to see these girls, because these girls pitch 100 kilometres an hour, but my little niece, who does play for Queensland, she's pitching, and she throws it down about 100 too. It's taken a long time to get it on, and one thing I really want to do is thank, obviously, all the Australian softball ladies, but all the Broncos, especially Darren Locker and those guys. I think Lockie's auctioning off his shirt, and all the socks are getting auctioned off and all that, just to raise a little bit of money.
Alfie's underpants, perhaps?
Yeah, oh, well, that's if he wears them. I still think, aren't they still at the Normanby? Oh, no, that's his jeans and his shirt.
Now, Tanya, who are some of your mates who are kidding up to be on your team?
Today we've got, Stacey Porter, who's the current Australian captain. Of course, can't forget the old Joycey Lester.
Oh, Joycey. Now, Joycey, for those of you who don't know, she was the Australian softball captain, but also an unbelievable catcher. Did she represent Australia for over 20 years?
Yeah, actually captained the team for 20 years.
Yeah,
so, amazing feat. Joyce is still very heavily involved in the sport, so it would be great to see her out here today.
Oh, yeah, can you make sure you really give it to Gordon, Tanya? Don't take it easy on him. Because he's going to, I'm telling you, he'll fancy himself that he'll go okay. I don't want to see him go okay. Make sure you dust him.
Actually, a funny story that Gordon was saying there before about he wants me to hit Alan Langer. I remember years ago we did a promotional thing and I had to pitch for the Broncos, and the first batter up was Tony Carroll. The first pitch I threw down, bam, I got him right in the leg.
I thought you were going to say you got him right in the chin, because you can't miss his chin.
I tell you what, I threw it pretty hard. He didn't even flinch.
Now, Tanya, is there a little bit of sledging going on? Because is Joycey going to be catching? I can imagine she'd have a little bit to say, be standing behind them if they're up to bat.
Yeah, well, that was one of Joyce's fortes, was the sledging that she used to do. So I imagine, she'll be throwing some in there and rolling them up.
There's a lot of similarities between softball and cricket, I'm discovering this morning.
Absolutely.
Hey, we really should touch on why is this happening, Tanya? Tell us why.
Well, today is all about cancer awareness. So this has basically been established this day by a charity called Play for a Cure. And actually, I have to mention, for people that'd like to go to the website, it's playforcure.com.au. There's an online auction there. We've got a framed Broncos jersey that's been signed by six of the captains. So, likely one to visit there. So, basically, the money that we raise here today, the money is going back into development for softball here in Brisbane. And the reason we're doing that is Deb McComb, who was heavily involved in softball in Brisbane and the club of Red Sox, passed away last year from cancer. And Deb was very heavily involved in the development of juniors here in Brisbane. So, yeah, in recognition of Deb, we'd like to put that money back into the development of softball.
Yeah, it's going to be an awesome day. So it's happening this afternoon. As we've spoken about the players, it'll be a lot of fun as well. So a great way to spend your afternoon. So tell us one more time what time it starts and where we got to go.
So it kicks off at 12. Formalities kick off at 12 o'clock. And if you come down to Downing Park, which is at Green Terrace at Windsor, and it'll all be happening on the main diamond. If you just head on down there, you can't miss it.
Good on you, Tanner. Great to catch up with you, and good luck against the Broncos.
Great. Thank you.